Good evening, members of the board and Superintendent Jamie. My name is Stephanie Starr, and I am part of the development team for Sweetwater Secondary School. I would like to address your staff's report regarding our instructional program. First, our school is strongly committed to serving the needs of all students enrolled, especially English learners. Contrary to your staff's report, we will offer a comprehensive ELD program to ensure that each and every student is able to attain language proficiency and be college and career ready upon graduation with a high school diploma. I want to tell you about our ELD program, as the staff report is seriously misleading, but I think it's most important to tell you about our students first. And here's one example. Maria was initially identified as an English learner by a local school district in 2007. In 2014, she enrolled in our school. Upon enrollment, she was still classified as an English learner. So just take note, this is after 7 full years of ELD instruction. She was a semester behind in her credits, and she was 3 grade levels behind in her reading and writing skills. She not only struggled with academics, but with self-esteem and peer relationships. Over the last 2 years, she has been engaged in our program, and I'm happy to tell you that she is blossomed. She met all criteria for reclassification in language this past spring. She's on track to graduate with her class, and most importantly, she has confidence. She said to me, "I didn't believe in myself before. I didn't know I could do it. I'm proud that I'm the first person in my family that's going to college." This is one of many success stories, and I just want to point out that an inadequate ELD program does not create results like that. What we see in our schools over and over again are English learners that thrive in our setting where curriculum and instruction is customized to meet their unique needs. Our ELD program design is unique. We offer a tailor-made program facilitated by specially trained teachers for each and every student. To give you some context, approximately 95% of English learners who enroll with us qualify as long-term. By the time these students enroll in our school, like Maria, they have significant deficits in reading and writing, on average 3 or more grade levels behind. While the average SALT scores in California indicate that these students are stuck at intermediate or lower levels of proficiency, our data reflects that these students move forward. In the last 2 years, the percent of long-term English learners that attain proficiency on our SALT scores exceed that of county and local districts. I hope that you appreciate innovative program designs and consider real data that demonstrate successful student outcomes. And I hope that you support our charter school. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jay Garrity.
Good evening, members of the board. My name is Jay Garrity, and I'm a member of the Sweetwater Secondary Charter Development Team. I'm here tonight to urge you to support the charter petition, and I look forward to forging a partnership with your district. By working together, we can provide a high-quality program that increases learning opportunities for all students. Unfortunately, following the submission of our charter petition, the district staff did not demonstrate a willingness to work with us. Not once did we receive a phone call, email, or request to meet to discuss our petition. I would like to provide you an example of how it would have been beneficial to collaborate with your district staff. On pages 8 of the staff report, staff notes that the Heritage Town Resource Center has an incorrect address. Yes, the city is incorrectly identified, but the street address and zip code are correct for the city of Chula Vista. This was obviously a clerical error and could have been simply corrected with a brief discussion. Instead, the staff continued to expand on how the site is located out of district boundaries. Errors do happen. For example, on pages 13, the Sweetwater Union High School staff referenced another district, quote, the GUHSD, in their report. This indicates the staff copied their findings from a different report. Mr. Ashbrenner and the Charter Development Team have offered to answer questions if the district has not been willing to collaborate. We are not interested in focusing on clerical errors or creating a divisive relationship. Rather, we want to collaborate with the district. All 3 of our resource centers will be located within the Sweetwater Union High School district boundaries, and all 3 will provide specialized programs to assist students who are English language learners, special education students, and others who struggle with social issues like being in foster care, dealing with stresses of homelessness, or the burdens of parenting while attending school. Sweetwater Secondary Charter will be an innovative school that motivates students to reach their full potential. Thank you so much for your time today.
Arlene McGowan.
Good evening, members of the board, Superintendent Janney. My name is Arlene McGowan, and I am a member of the development team for Sweetwater Secondary School. I would like to speak to some of the data included in the findings as part of the handouts that you'll be receiving that were used to support staff's recommendation for denial of the petition. The students who would be served at Sweetwater Secondary School are currently the Charter School of San Diego CSSD students. CSSD is an alternative schools accountability model school, an ASAM school. The state recognizes that traditional accountability models do not adequately demonstrate student success for ASAM schools. The four-year cohort graduation rate and cohort dropout rate are two measures that do not compute. On average, 60% of our students are one or more semesters behind on credits when they enroll, and they enter, on average, 3 to 5 grade levels behind in English and math. Completing graduation requirements with these deficiencies within 4 years can be a challenge for these students. In fact, the U.S. Department of Education recognizes the 5- and 6-year cohort graduation rates to measure success of students who need more time to complete their requirements. The staff report and the presentation you saw uses overall Sweetwater Union High School district students to compare with our data in regards to student achievement instead of similar ASAM schools. In looking at CASP, ELA, and MAP performance, CSSD performs significantly better school-wide and with economically disadvantaged students than Sweetwater Union High School District ASAM Charter School, MAC Community Charter School. Shockingly, the CASP data used in the staff findings and in the previous presentation does not match your data. It is not your data. It does, however, match Grossmont Union High School District's data that was presented in the findings for the Grossmont Secondary School petition. It appears to be a copy and paste job and highlights a major staff oversight. This leads us to believe that there was not a careful, subjective, and serious consideration of this charter petition, and it's unfortunate that the staff did not reach out to us with any questions where much of this could have been clarified despite our efforts to be collaborative.